Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor and Bloomberg technology anchor and executive producer Emily Chang. We have been talking about FaceApp this week. It's an app that uses AI to alter a user's photos to appear younger and older. Now, the app has been downloaded by more than 100 million people. However, there now are fears that its Russian maker can access user data. Emily, let's begin with those concerns. How could the maker access user data that perhaps the user doesn't want the maker to access?
Well, to be clear, the maker of the app says that the only images that they do access are the images that the user selects to upload, that they delete them within 48 hours, that they'll remove the photos if you request it. But of course, this has many members of the public and researchers worried, given that the app is headquartered in St. Petersburg, Russia. There is no evidence that they have been doing anything nefarious. However, what you are basically doing is giving access to particular photos to this app in perpetuity, forever, perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free worldwide. That is what the terms of service say. So in an environment where we are more concerned about our privacy, especially our privacy online, that is frightening.
So we understand that U.S. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the FBI and the FTC to look into national security and privacy risks. Is that posed by this particular app?
Chuck Schumer is asking for the FBI to look into FaceApp in particular, which just goes to show how popular and now unpopular this app has become. I mean, in 3 days, it took the country by storm, and you had tens of millions of people uploading their photos right away. People were sending their photos to me. We did it here on the Bloomberg Tech team. We showed our aged selves on the show, and then just as quickly, the hammer came down as privacy researchers and other folks raised the alarm that this could be a data issue. So, you know, again, there is no evidence that the app has been doing anything untoward. And the founder of the app, who is Russian, has spoken to the Washington Post and said, none of what you all fear is actually happening. The Russian government isn't getting your photos. But of course, there's a lot of nerves right now, especially given the fact that, it's widely believed that Russians hacked the election, used Facebook to hack the election. But the irony is that Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, all of these companies have tons and tons of data on us, and access to that data essentially in perpetuity. And so, it's certainly not just FaceApp issue. This is a much more broader issue that has been a reckoning for users, for regulators, and ultimately, hopefully, the companies themselves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.